A new study suggests that excess weight significantly increases a woman's risk of developing womb cancer. Researchers at the University of Bristol analyzed genetic samples from more than 100,000 women in 7 countries. The lead author of the report is Emma Hazelwood.
This study, which was funded by Cancer Research UK, looked at the genetic information for over 120,000 women across 7 countries. And we found that every increase in 5 BMI units nearly doubles somebody's increase of womb cancer. BMI is a measure of your weight relative to your height. So it's commonly used to classify people into being underweight, healthy, overweight, or obese. So people who are heavier are at almost double the risk of womb cancer.
Why is that? Do you know?
So this is what we wanted to look into, and we found that it looks like this is because obesity increases your levels of 2 hormones, specifically insulin and testosterone, and these hormones then increase the risk of womb cancer.
So the study took in women from 7 countries. Tell us about those countries, how they were chosen, and how you were able to achieve a variety or diversity among the 120,000 women.
So the countries include several in Europe, as well as Australia and the US. The data that we used came from a meta-analysis of lots of different studies. So any study that had genetic information and that looked at womb cancer was all combined into this one big data set.
These are countries all Western. I imagine overwhelmingly white women, but I don't know. Tell me.
This is one issue that we have in the field of genetics. Because we use genetic information as part of our method, all women had to be of a similar genetic ancestry. And unfortunately, there's just so much more data about people of a European ancestry than any other ancestry.
So how useful is the study in light of that?
So we have reason to believe that results would be similar in women of other ancestries, but of course, further research is needed to confirm this. And I think actually it's a really good point because, for instance, compared to white Europeans, other populations such as Southeast Asians actually see higher insulin levels for the same BMI. And so it's really important to also look at whether the same findings hold in other populations.
So is that the plan, to expand the study?
That is the plan, yes, among other things as well.
So tell us about the other things as well then.
So other things we want to look into. So because one of our main findings is it looks like insulin plays quite a big role in mediating the effect of obesity on womb cancer, we would like to look into whether commonly prescribed anti-diabetic medication such as metformin or other similar drugs could have a secondary benefit in preventing womb cancer when they're prescribed to women with obesity.
Emma Hazelwood, bringing to an end this edition of NewsHour. I'm Audrey Brown. Thanks for your company here on the BBC World Service.